My name is Nadia Albina and I'm an actress. I was born without my right forearm. It stopped growing just below my elbow. I grew up with a mum who told me that I could do whatever I wanted, and I believed her. And it was only when I kind of got to school and out into the big wide world that I realised that that might be a little bit of a problem because I'm different. And I never wanted to label myself as a disabled person. I kind of just thought of myself as a little bit disabled because I could physically do most things and, well, all things really, would find a way of doing things, but I just looked a bit different. So I kind of dismissed the fact that I was disabled, actually. And so in regards to my disability, I would say that it is only in the last 2 years that I've been able to proudly say that I am disabled. And it was during a show called Reasons to be Cheerful that a friend of mine challenged me on it and said, once you learn to love your arm, you'll be fine. And he was right. Like I said, I've spent most of my life trying to make people see me as a person rather than my disability. And whilst that is still true, I've come to see that my disability is part of me and I no longer have to try to fit in, but to accept that I am different, and that's a really good thing. Especially being an actress and in an industry that is changing but hasn't been very accommodating of showing disabled performers well. This summer has been extraordinary because I feel that things have really changed. In terms of perceptions and attitudes, there was so much excitement around London and the Olympics, and the response to the Paralympics was just huge. It was so exciting because there was a real tangible feeling in the air of change, and people seem to have really seen disability in a new way, and that is hopeful for the future. I've noticed that attitudes have been less dismissive and pitying of disabled athletes and people than they have in the past, because I think this summer has made a real impact on people, and people seem to have respect for disability, and it's noticeable. So if that can be built on and celebrated, then I think we might be onto something quite exciting. And the ceremony, being part of the ceremony, was just amazing and a once-in-a-lifetime thing. And, yeah, for the time being anyway, is definitely the best experience of my life so far for many different reasons. So, yeah, let's see what happens next.